Thank you, Father, through our Lord and Savior, Mashiach Yahushua. Tonight, we're going to be doing a teaching on Cain, the first child of Adam and Eve, was religious. And we don't even think about that, but the wickedness of Cain, but actually is religious. So this is going to be based on little excerpts from this book, The Great Cloud of Witnesses, Hebrews 11. And Bollinger did it, E.W. Bollinger, in the 1900s. And actually, on this chapter, it's 430 pages of information. It's very beneficial. And so it's one of the things that he points out. But before we get to that, he's got where he's divided Hebrews 11. He said it should have began, we'll go there, let's go to Hebrews 11. And actually, chapters are man-made. So Yahweh made no chapters. But we know when the train of thought changes, and that's what a chapter is. So he's saying Hebrews 11 should have began at Hebrews 10:19.
Okay.
Having therefore, brethren, freedom of speech. There's a beginning of something. Having therefore. And so this is starting a new thing. So obviously an explanation and behind it, but now therefore. And he has it ending in 12:29, all of chapter 12. For even our God is a consuming fire.
Wow.
You got a big section, and this is what you're looking at. And the three real terms on this, faith, everybody knows, Hebrews 11, faith. But that's only part of the message. The message is really the promise, faith, and then endurance. So you have to have these three concepts together. You got to hear the promise and believe the promise, which is acting upon the promise, which is faith. And when we look at faith, we know that he never goes into this. The actual meaning of aman, that's actually the verb to believe. Abraham believed Yahweh, and that is aman. Aman means certainty. Now, but in this particular context, we're going to see it's going to be talking specifically about Yahweh. Faith cometh by hearing, and according to Romans 10:17. Now, this faith, it's not certainty, comes by hearing, but we're talking about Yahweh's word. Faith in Yahweh's words or promises comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yahweh. So in this particular context of 11, that's what we're talking about. So you've got believing in action and then enduring a lifetime of opposition. So, I think with all Christianity, I'm going to do a little construction on this, even the word Christianity. The word religion, Yahweh doesn't use these words. The word religion is basically nowhere to be found. And what does religion mean? It means re, bind.
Re what?
Bind, B-I-N-D. Well, that's what ligament is. A ligament binds. Religion. Well, that makes no sense whatsoever. So now what we're doing is we're copying something that was incorrect originally. So what are we really talking about? So I'm going to really talk about Yahwehism. It's not even really Christianity, because Christianity was not in the Old Covenant. And it was only in the book of Acts that it's used once or twice. And so what are we actually talking about? We know what Judaism is, and we know what Islam is. All right, and I'm going to say Yahwehism. So whatever Yahweh says, that's my standard, off the subject. But we start reclaiming the vulgar usage of words that make no sense whatsoever, like atonement. Atonement means at one ment. That makes no sense. And so we've got poor translations in English going down, and we just repeat them, regardless what the word makes no sense whatsoever as context. But the promise, and you can see this, we know faith is used quite a bit, but the word promise in Hebrews we don't have to go there, is Hebrews 4:1, chapter 6, verse 12, verse 15, verse 17, chapter 7, verse 6, chapter 8, verse 6, chapter 9, verse 15, chapter 10, verse 36, 11, verse 9, 13, 17, 33, and 39. So we're looking at promises all over here. Okay, that makes sense. We're going to validate promise, faith, endurance. Promise, faith, endurance. Okay. Endurance is used, let's just go to 10:32.
10 what?
Yes.
In Hebrews. And so we're basically always going to say in Hebrews, 10:32. Partly indeed because both with reproach and tribulation were you being made a spectacle, but partly because into fellowship with them who are involved
that's
you were
33,
brought. Oh, I'm 2. Yeah, 32. But be calling to mind the former days in which once you were illuminated, a great conflict of suffering you what?
Endured.
Combat.
Yeah, endured. And so this is endurance. Christianity, or, you know, Yahwehism is, you know, can you endure your lifetime? You know, so faith comes by hearing, and the hearing is the promises of Yahweh. And Yahweh says when those promises are done, there's going to be opposition, and we're really going to get into the two worlds, the two systems. Yahweh's way, which is Abel, and man's way, which is what we would call religion, and a non-Yahweh's, our pseudo-Yahwehism, which is what Cain did. So both of them are, I'm going to say, religious. Maybe people react to that, but one was right and the other one's wrong. And so pseudo-Christianity and Christianity. And that's the same thing today. And that's endurance, 10:32-36, chapter 11, verse 25, 35-38, chapter 12, 1-3. Okay, so promise, endurance, faith. And obviously we know faith is all the way through there, and we went to this and teach it back. Faith is what is heard. You have to have something that you hear and then act upon it. Without acting upon it, there's no certainty.
That's where the promise comes in too.
Yeah, that's where the promise comes. And the promise is with Abraham, the promise is you're going to be, you know, the father of a multitude. Abraham, father of a multitude. But he has no children. Okay, so he believed that promise. And now it's kill Isaac. And Isaac was my chosen one. I've only had one child. She was like, well, the faith is, that, you know, it is, well, if Yahweh tells me to do it, he must be going to raise him from among the dead. And that's what we see in Hebrews 11. Wow. And so how do we know that he actually believed it? Because he got out the knife. He's going to kill him. That's called action. All right, so we saw that, and that's that faith. And he went through all of that. So we go to now chapter 10, I mean Hebrews 10, 36 to 38. And this is all before Hebrews 11. For the endurance, this is our subject, endurance. All these people, all the, what they call a great cloud of witnesses from Abel. And we're going to see here too, this is the book to Hebrews. You're never going to have Paul in here. You're not going to have Peter in here. It ends in with Ibri, or Hebrews. You know, we know with Samson and everybody else. It never has anybody else in this particular time period. Johnny and Mercer's not in here. Anything else. So you got to keep that in focus. 36, for of endurance you have need, in order that the will of Yahweh having done, you may bear away the promise. So you see the endurance and the promise. The endurance and the promise. For yet a little while, how short, the coming one will be here and will not tarry. That's the promise. Christ coming back, the new earth, we get to eat of the tree of life. But my righteous one by faith shall live. Faith in what? Living in the promises. And he draws back, my soul delighteth not in him. And that's what obviously we're going to see what Cain does. Well, so let's see here. Now, 11:4, verse 4, specifically about Abel. By faith, a fuller sacrifice. 11 verse 4. Now, look at that. A fool or so. So it means Cain actually gave a sacrifice. Yes, Cain did do a sacrifice. Is that, you know, when we look at holiness, you know, so holy is Kodesh, and it's the opposite of common. So you've got something that's common, and then you have something that's not common. And Yahweh is holy. He's not common. And so set apart. By faith, a fuller sacrifice did Abel offer unto Yahweh than Cain. So Cain actually was attempting to serve Yahweh. He wasn't out there to rape, murder, and steal. And so we have him as my evil one, Cain, the evil one. Well, wait a minute, he's doing a sacrifice.
Yeah.
Now, what went wrong on this? And this is the same thing that happens today. Mankind chooses to obey man, or they can obey Yahweh. And so we're going to go through that. He chose his own method and rebelled against Yahweh's method.
We
do that today. You know, you are Cain's. You know, if you refuse to speak in tongues, and if you refuse to prophesy, as ordered in 1 Corinthians 14, you're a Cain. So he says, I would you all speak in tongues. Are you doing it? Cain says no. And you're saying no. What's the difference? He says, come to prophesy. Are you prophesying? No. What's the difference between you and Cain? So Abel obeyed Yahweh. Cain disobeyed Yahweh. So you have to say, that's to you. That's to all of us. Would you all speak in tongues? And so now what the church has done is taken 1 Corinthians 14 and cut it out of their Bibles, because we're not going to do it. And we're going to see a history of religious men, who pseudo-Christians, cutting out Yahweh's word. It's no different than Cain. And when you don't do what they say, and they don't get approval by you, what's their reaction? What was Cain's reaction to Abel?
And mean murder.
Murder! Do we have a history of that? Hey, did Paul kill Stephen? Yeah, he consented to the death of Stephen.
He consented.
Yeah, he did. He go after people in their homes? That was Paul religious? Mm-hmm. Absolutely was religious. He was a Cain at that particular time.
Wow.
And very religious. He wasn't going out raping and pillaging and everything else. He was doing what he was told, the Lord's work. And on the contrary, he was in complete disobedience to Yahweh. But we go into 11:4, start over again. By faith, a fuller sacrifice did Abel offer unto Yahweh than Cain, through which he received witness that he was righteous, there being a witness upon his gifts, and that was probably fire from heaven. Probably the witness was that he puts something on the altar and it gets consumed by fire from heaven, by Yahweh. And Cain's was not. And though it is, though he died, he is yet speaking. He obeyed Yahweh, Cain did not obey Yahweh. Let's say here. Abel heard the promises, and so one thing we're going to find out, and that's an old one, huh? Well, I get a little ahead of myself. We're going to find out that in this situation, obviously Cain and Abel were told by Yahweh, as Adam and Eve were too, how to do the sacrifice. And it's going to have to be bloodshed. As we know, it's all through the life. To come back to Yahweh, when you have sinned, you have the shedding of blood. Abel gave the shedding of blood. Cain did not do the shedding of blood. So Hebrews 11:35-39, you know, Abel believed Yahweh, and Abel endured even to the point where Cain, his brother, murdered him, which is no different than 11:35. Women received by resurrection their dead, but others were put to the rack, not accepting redemption. Endurance. So now look at the word endurance. They're adhering to the promise, and they're enduring, that unto a better resurrection they might attain. There's the promise, a better resurrection. Others again of mocking and scourging received trial, neither further of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, were pursued, were sawn asunder, by murder with a sword died, went about sheepskins and goat hides, being in want, suffering tribulation, enduring ill treatment, of whom the world was not worthy, upon deserts wandering in mountains and in caves and in the caverns of the earth. And all these, though they obtained witness through their faith, what was their witness? They were enduring. If they would have caved, then you didn't believe what Yahweh says. But God for us sometimes better provide that, not apart from, though they obtained witness of their faith, yet bear not away the promise. Well, because Christ did not come back. And they did not go to the new earth, so they died, and they're waiting the resurrection. So the two systems, there's really two systems in this world, and we know Ephesians 6:10, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. And wrestling is going to be in the Christian church. That's where it always is, which we'll see. So we have the two systems, Abel or Cain, Yahweh's way. And let's look at Genesis 2:16. Or man's way. And Yahweh Elohim laid command on the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest eat, but of the tree of knowledge and of good and evil thou shalt not eat it, for in the day thou eatest of it, dying thou dost die. So that's really what it says. Yahweh will translate that word. The word die is used twice. It's called mute, M-U-T or M-U-T-H. And so they put the emphasis, shall. So dying you shall die. Okay, you shall surely die. And so instead of saying, dying, you shall die, but it is emphatic. Dying, you shall die. Now, the problem is, we have an adversary. This is man's way. 3:1. Now, the serpent that was more crafty than any living being of the field. Does the Apostle Paul know this?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, 3:1. Genesis 3:1. Well, yeah, he was deceived. Deceived to such an extent that he was putting men and women into prison, and he consented to the stoning of Stephen. The adversary crafty was Paul holy to the world, to man's holiness, yes, not to Yahweh's holiness. So it was a pseudo Yahwehism, and he was deceived. He said, "I did it ignorantly in unbelief." Now the serpent was more crafty than any living thing of the field which Yahweh Elohim had made. So he said unto the woman, "Can it really be that God has said?" And like Bullinger said, Satan, we know he's in jails and raping and pillaging, but where he starts right here is in the church. He questions the word of Yahweh. He's always questioning the word of Yahweh. And he says, so this tells you, this is his first utterance from our adversary. Did God say? Did God say, speak in tongues and interpret? Nah, that went out with the apostles. Did God say, prophesy? Nah, that went out with them. Oh, good. I'm good with that. Satan says it. If Satan says it, my pastor says it. Well, that's what Satan's saying. He's just reiterating it. Think of that. Can it really be that God has said, you shall not have eaten of the tree of the garden? And then 4, the serpent said to the woman, guess what? Dying, you do not die. You shall not die. Same curve. For Yahweh does know that Elohim does know that in the day ye eat thereof, then shall your eyes be opened, you shall become like Elohim, knowing good and evil. That is religion. That is, when I say religion, I'm going to say man-made. The pseudo Christianity, pseudo Yah, or pseudo means false, false Christianity. Now, as we know that in the spiritual world, Cain murdered Abel. The high priest, religious, they murdered the son of Yahweh, Yahushua, the high priest. They consented to that. Paul and Stephen. The Jews tried to kill Paul, and they stoned him. They could have been done. That was the Jews. John Calvin, who started the Presbyterian Church, murdered Michael Servetus because he wrote a book on Trinity he didn't like, against the Trinity. How about the Protestants in England had Tinsdale put to death because he put the Bible into English. Now, these are all not murderers. These are going to church people. These are people running the church. How about the Muslims? What is their objective? To kill the Jews. Well, that's very holy. Do the Muslims bow to the Creator?
No.
Yeah, they bow, but that's not the Creator. They're bowing, and they're bowing, 3 to 5 times a day? They're bowing. Is it to the Creator? No. That's to Satan, whether they realize it or not. But it is very religious. So Satan abides in the church, in the seminaries, and it's our job to have him flushed out. And how do we know that? Because of this book. But it has to be the Hebrew and Greek text, not in the books that they're concocting, because Satan is changing things all the time and making them add, the NIV. These become paraphrases, the New Living Translation, even worse. And now they're erasing that Jesus has a God, and now they just say Jesus is God. Bravo! The church proclaims that. Now, this was part of the section down at the Hebrews 11. And so the question for us today is, Abraham believed God. Do we believe God? God has told us there is no good thing in man. Pulpits, platforms, and press with one voice declare that there is some good thing in man. Whom do you believe? God said to our first parents, you shall surely die. The old serpent said, you shall not surely die. This was done in 1907. And all his ministers, they with one voice repeat that lie and teach it as God's truth. Their creed is expressed for them in the words, there is no death. What seems so is transition. This is Kenneth Copeland Ministries and any Protestant church. You don't die. You just change forms and you're going into heaven. That's the same. That is Genesis 3. Dying, you do not die. Whom do you believe? The prophetic word declares concerning the resurrection of the rest of the dead that they live not again until 1,000 years is finished. Revelation 20, verse 5. Man declares that they are alive all the time without any resurrection. Yeah. Whom do you believe? Amen. Well, my pastor, go ahead. But since you're not going to read this book, you'll be held accountable. Now we go into, this is December 1907, the faith of Abel. Two ways of access to Yahweh. Faith cometh by hearing. Abel and Cain must both have heard what sacrifice they were to bring. You can't hold somebody accountable if they don't know what they're doing. If a child hasn't been told what to please the parent, then he can't get mad at the parent, the child, if he does something that's not pleasing. This is good insight. So much of this is insight in life, in this book. In the first chapter of Genesis, we have the creation of man. Okay. The second chapter, we have man in communion with Elohim. Breathing the nostrils, the breath of life. And the third chapter, we have the fall of man, which we know that. And at the end, we see man driven out from the presence of Yahweh Elohim. In the fourth chapter, so now you've got the creation of man, the communion of man, the sin of man. Now you must have the redemption to come back and repent. So the fourth chapter, we have the way back to God made known by blood sacrifice. And that was Cain and Abel coming with their sacrifice. That's very good. Chapter 1, 2, 3, 4. God must have spoken, as we have said, to Cain and Abel concerning the matter in which he would be approached. He must have spoken of the way in which those who have been driven out might return back and have access to him.
Wow.
The lesson which is taught by us by this first example of faith is that Abraham believed that which he had heard from God on this all-important subject, and Cain did not believe God. So if I speak in tongues. I believe God. If you don't speak in tongues, either you don't know how, which we can teach you, it's very simply, or if you refuse to, that means you don't believe God. You're held accountable. Cain has heard the report as well as Abel, but he did not believe God. He invented what he must have supposed to be a better or more excellent way. And we have just countless of stuff, and we'll go over that. The Catholic Church and Protestant Church. The way back to God. God's way back, which Abel took, was by sacrifice, by the death of a substitute, by the blood of atonement. Man's way, which Cain invented, was without blood, and a way which he had devised out of his own heart. But without the shedding of blood is no remission of sins. So, the Catholics praying to Mary. Is there any evidence of that here? No. So that's a doctrine of demons. I mean, that's the Cain's way. That's just the Cain's way. He just made it up. How about purgatory? Made it up. And every Protestant will agree with this. Now I'm going to step on the Protestant toes. You know, but let's just say the Catholics, those everybody knew. Mary's Assumption, which means Mary never died, she just ascended. Well, everybody knows that. That's just made up also. The Trinity, three gods. Uh-oh. 14 stations of the cross. Well, you know, that didn't happen either. It's not in the Scriptures. Now let's look at the Protestants. The Protestants are not praying to Mary, but they're praying to Jesus. Where is that? Not in the Scriptures. They ask Christ, teach us how to pray. What's he say? Our Father, who art in heaven. Oh, he didn't say, Jesus. You know, no, he said, our Father, who art in heaven. The Trinity, they've got the three gods. You know, is there any word Trinity in here? No. Is there any praying to Mary in here? No. Is there any God the Son in here? No. Is there any purgatory in here? No. Is there any God the Holy Spirit in here? No. Is there any 14 stations of the cross? No. It's all made up. There's no death into the Catholics, and there's just, and you have a 1 Corinthians 15, a whole thing on death that's completely just torn out of the Bible, because we don't want that. We want to be alive, absent from the body, present with the Lord. You know, man is a spirit. He lives in a body and he has a soul. You know, so he can't ever die. That's just creation.
I used to believe that. Absolutely.
How about the gifts? You know, the manifestations of the Spirit. We've got a whole chapter 14 gone. Teachings of unconditional love. Ever seen the word unconditional love in here? No, on the contrary, it's just the opposite.
It gets spanked.
You know, I just heard that on Timothy about the conditions of a woman to become a widow. She must be the age of 60. She can't have, you know, children who could be taking care of her. And it goes on and on, condition upon condition upon condition. She must have been, you know, washing the feet of the saints, condition upon condition upon condition upon condition upon conditions, to qualify as a widow where the church would have to take care of her. If you don't meet those conditions, you're not going to be taken care of. Is that conditional? Absolutely. It's always like that. The word's always that. It's conditional. It's not unconditional, but Satan would love that. We know with Islam, too, it's the same situation. So we're just going to end there. But that's according to Cain, instead of being a sinner, was a pseudo-saint. Because he got in trouble by praying to God, the Yahweh, right? Our first encounter of Cain is giving a sacrifice to Yahweh. Mm-hmm. Wow. It wasn't killing Abel. That came afterwards.
That really is an angel of light, isn't it?
Yeah, and so when you look at that, wow, that changes everything like that. And then did he repent? Because, you know, we know that, well, let's just look at that. And when you give this information to your pastor, we're not going to change either. We have a habit of doing that. Let's look at Cain. Let's just read the account. Verse 2, chapter 4, verse 2. And she went on to bear his brother Abel, and Abel became a feeder of sheep, whereas Cain was a tiller of the ground. So it came to pass that after certain days that Cain brought in the fruit of the ground, a present to Yahweh. He was first. Abel also, even he brought in of the first thing of his sheep, and of their fat, and not other fat, which means they have to be dead. if you're going to take the fat of the sheep, you know, yeah, and it goes without saying.
Just like the skins.
Yeah. And Yahweh approved of Abel and of his present, but of Cain and his present. So Cain brought a present to Yahweh. So these pastors are bringing presents to Yahweh, right? You know, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they're bringing these presents. Yahweh's going to do it? Nope. It proved not. So Yahweh's going to tell him, I proved not. And it angered Cain greatly. That's going to say what these ministers. And his countenance or face fell. So then Yahweh said unto Cain, I'm going to show you the way back. And so I'm sending things to pastors and different people all the time, and I think I'm glad to do this, to give them a chance to say, hey, you know, the woman caught in adultery never happened. It's not in the text. They're going to hang on to that for the rest of their life because they want that story, and the people want that story. They know it's not in the text, but they're going to do it regardless. Well, that's just defiling because you're adding to the word, and you are accursed according to Galatians 1, 6 through 9. Let's say at 6, and then Yahweh said unto Cain, wherefore has it angered thee? Wherefore has our, whenever you see countenance, that's face. That's kind of nice. The face fallen. Shall it not, if thou do right, be lifted up? I'll give you a correction. Just do right. Do what I say. But if thou do not right, at the entrance of sin bearer is lying, unto thee, moreover, shall be this his longing, though. Through that, though thou rule over him. And Cain said unto Abel his brother, let us go into the field. And that's added. It's actually, and Cain said unto Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. Why? Why would he do that? Because Yahweh honors Cain. I mean, Abel's sacrifice and not his. And why do the high priest want to kill the son of Yahweh? He was healing people. You know, this is nothing new. This is right in the church. This is right in Judaism. It's right in Islam. It's right in Christianity. It's right in our seminaries. You know, if you don't recognize it, you don't know the word. And if it's not in the Word, you know, God-man's not in the Word. So when your pastor says God-man, no, you can't say that. God is saying you can't say that either. The Bible's not in here. You're right. The word Bible's not in here either. Let's get rid of that word. You know what the Bible means? It's Latin for book. Well, it never says that. You know, it's the Word of Yahweh. It says that all over the place. So, we'll end there. Now I'll give a prophecy according to 1 Corinthians 14. Oh, Father, we thank you for these words. Rejoice in the small things and rejoice in the great things that I have poured out upon you, because in all things I will be delighted if you will fulfill your calling. Each one of you have been given a gift, and to exercise that gift in its fullness in order that I can be glorified and you can also be exalted. Amen. See you next week.